Okay, so good evening, everyone. So we're holding now past Pesach. Tonight is the entering the 28th day of Nisan, and we're in the period of Sfiras HaOmer. So I wanted to spend this week, this year, and probably a number of the upcoming shiurim on some inyanim that have to do with Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer, of course, there are two main areas. There's the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer and the dinim that have to do with the actual mitzvah's sfira. And then there are the minhagim that are that were noig during the days of Sfiras HaOmer. And that's really what I want to discuss tonight. I want to discuss within the minhagim of Sfiras HaOmer, specifically the minhag of not cutting hair during the Meha Omer. But to begin with, first let's discuss the following. It's the minhag of the idea that we keep minhagi avelis during Sfira is brought in the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim in Siman Tov Tzadi Gimel, where it says, the Mechaber says first, Nogim Shlo Lisa Isha Ben Pesach Latzeres, Adlag Ba'omer, and then Sif Beis Nogim Shlo Lehistaper, Adlag Ba'omer, etc. So there are various minhagim of avelis that are kept during these days, but as it is clear in the actually in Shulchan Aruch itself and another poskim, that the practices of Avelis are not necessarily observed for the entire 7-week period between Pesach and Shavuos, but rather the ikur is that during the 33 days of out of the 49 days, 33 of those days were noheg minhagi avelis, and then there are various minhagim as to precisely which 33 days of the 33 days do we keep minhagi avelis. So the Mishnah Berurah here in Sif Katan Yudalid and Tesvav explains some of the minhagim. So basically, the just as a basic overview, according to one minhag, the practices of Avelis begin on the first day of the Omer, which is the second day of Pesach. Now, in terms of not getting married, then it's not nogea because you can't get married anyway during the regel, during the entire Yontif or Chol HaMoed. And cutting hair is also not nogea. You can't cut hair either during the Moed, except for certain exceptions, which are mentioned in the Mishnah, in Perigel Megalchim, and then mentioned in Shulchan Aruch as well. But Bederach Klal, one doesn't cut hair anyway then. But nevertheless, the Minhagim, according to one minhag, the practice of Avelis begin on the first day of the Omer, which is the second day of Pesach, and they go through up to either the 34th or the 33rd of the Omer. And the Ashkenazim who follow this basic minhag, they typically observe the minhagim only up to Lag BaOmer, to the 33rd of the Omer, and into Lag BaOmer. And Lag BaOmer itself, we keep the minhagim for Mixas Hayom, part of the day, and then once the short part of the day has passed, of meaning of the day of daylight, short sman after Netzach Hama, then the restrictions are lifted, and the rest of the Zman HaOmer, it's mutter. That's one minhag. Another minhag, the first period of the Omer, there are no restrictions. When do they begin? So they begin with the second day of Iyar, meaning once Rosh Chodesh Iyar passes, starting on Beis Iyar, that's when the restrictions begin, and they go all the way up to Shavuos, because if it's Beis Iyar, so the month of Iyar has always 29 days. It's never Mali, it's always Chaser, so there's only 29 days. So if you're starting on Beis Iyar, then you have only 28 days in the month of Iyar that you're observing. And then Sivan, Hey Sivan, Aleph Beis Gimel Dal Hey, 5 more days. 28 plus 5 is 33. Hey Sivan is already Erev Shavuos. So the minhagim then would go up to and into Erev Shuas. And then in Erev Shuas, we would say Mixus Hayom Kekulo, that just like by other forms of Avelis, Mixus Hayom Kekulo, and just like we mentioned by Lag BaOmer, according to the first minute, so here on Erev Shuas, after a Mixus Hayom, the restrictions would be lifted, and one could take a haircut before Yontif, if he's following that minug. Even if he's that minug, many are still makel on Lag BaOmer itself. Lag BaOmer itself, they're makel, and after a mixus hayom of Lag BaOmer, they also will take haircuts, but then they'll resume the minhagi avelis after Lag BaOmer. Those are the two basic minhagim. The Mishnah Berurah mentions a variation of the second minug, and he quotes from the Magen Avraham that says that in our Medinas, the minhag is taka only to begin, not to begin right away, to begin around the beginning of the year. We'll see what I mean in a minute by around. But yet, with the mekel, the minhag is to be mekel in the shloshes of mehagbal, meaning not to go all the way up to Erev Shuas, just hey Sivan, but already on Gimel Sivan. Gimel Sivan is the beginning of the shloshes of mehagbal. You know, in Sivan we have Alev Sivan is Rosh Chodesh, then Beis is the day in between. It's called Yom HaMiyuchas because it's in between Rosh Chodesh and the Shlosh Me'agbalah. Shlosh Me'agbalah is Gimel, Dalet, and Hay. So the Magen Avraham says, in our Medinas, and the Mishnah Berurah brings this down in Sivkan Tesvav, in our Medinas, the minhag is to be makel during the Shlosh Me'agbalah, that we do cut hair and have chasnas during the Shlosh Me'agbalah. If so, says the Mishnah Berurah, then you have to, in order to have 33, you can't first start on Bay's ear. You have to start all the way on Rosh Chodesh year, I mean the first day of Rosh Chodesh year. You have to add to it. You're losing 2 days at the end because you're being makel on Gimel and Dalet Sivan. So if you makel on Gimel and Sivan, so you have to start 2 days earlier. So instead of starting on Beis year, you start on Rosh Chodesh year. We start on Rosh Chodesh year, meaning Lamed Nisan, which is the first day of Rosh Chodesh year, followed by Aleph year, and then. So then instead of having only 28 days before Sivan, you have 30 days before Sivan. You have, you know, Lamed Nisan plus all 29 days of Iyar, so that's 30. And then you only need 3 days into Sivan to give you 33 days. So that's what the Mishnah brings down. Okay, so now, any one of these minhagim is legitimate, and there's also another variation that some begin on the second day of Rosh Chodesh year. The first day of Rosh Chodesh year, they'll still cut hair or have chasnas. But the second day of Rosh Chodesh is Aleph year, that's when they'll begin. So then they have to go up to the middle, but they have to go up to Dalet Sivan in order to make sure they have 30 days, 33 days. Okay. So whatever it is, whatever minute you're following during those 33 days, as we said, one is not allowed to cut hair. Now, cut hair means any hair on the body. It says one, meaning for a man, that means not to take a haircut or to trim the hair of his head and not to cut his, not to shave or trim his beard, facial hair. For a man, that's really what's nogea. When we talk about all the hair on the body, it's typically only nogea, the hair on the head and the beard. We'll discuss women a little bit later. But
nose thin hair in the nose doesn't count.
Well, I don't know why not. Why not?
You shouldn't trim nose hair.
No, you shouldn't. Right? You shouldn't trim that. If that's you're giving me a third example of hair that the man might sometimes trim. So yeah, one shouldn't, because as I said, it applies to all. All the hand about. I mean, if it's in a way that it's causing a person bizarre, and if it's mamash, he's embarrassed to walk outside that day, so then the house covered a bria, so we mutter to do something. Many people who are normally clean shaven will tell you their beard once they don't cut, shave for a week or two. It's also very itchy and disturbing and bothering them a lot more probably than those here. But that wouldn't be a reason to do it. Well, what it does say is that the hair of the mustache, if it's ma'akev, it's achila, meaning if it's hard to eat every time a person eats, it's getting into his mouth and it's making eating difficult. He has to constantly pull the mustache hairs out of his mouth. That's a heter that's brought down elsewhere. It's a heter, and even by more chamer avails is more chamer and kol shekein during a sfira somer. That's what the poskim say. Okay, now
in the first minute, it starts in cholamoid. So, I don't know, it just seems like there's music everywhere. It seems like it's almost impossible to keep.
So, well, okay, but it does, although the Prima Gadim says that one who's keeping what you're calling the first minhag should not listen to music even in your Chol HaMoed, many are makel on that. It's brought from Rav Moshe and from others that even if you keep the first minhag, you are allowed to still listen to music or even play music during Chol HaMoed. So that would, let me just see. More sources than that. I wasn't going to speak of that specifically today, but I think I do have here. The Prima Gadim is in Tav Tzadik Gimel Shpitzos Zav Beis. It says, Rikudim u'mecholos shasurim b'mei asfira asurim af b'chol HaMoed. Then I brought down from the Haggadah with Pesachim Rebel Yashiv in page 28, that he brings this down Ladina, but he says, nevertheless, on Chol HaMoed, it's not quite as chamur, and therefore you could listen to recorded music. The rest of the sphere, normally you should listen to recorded music. Chol HaMoed, you can make a recorded music. However, I have written down here from B'Shem Ramosha from two sources. One is the Sefer Moed Yeshurin on these halachas, quotes from Moshe that rikudim u'mecholos u'lenagim b'klizemer kol gigave av shasurim b'mei asfira mutarim heim b'chol HaMoed, even according to those who are keeping the minhagim ready. And I have written down that I heard this from Rishmael first as well, B'Shem Rav Moshe, and some other sources. So it's there are makaras to be mekel on Chol HaMoed. And there are other makaras.
But pulling out a hair, it's different from cutting a hair.
We'll talk about it a little bit soon. It's much more to get for when we'll talk about when we get to Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, the first thing I wanted to mention is that there is a well-known Mishnah Berurah, which is pertinent this year. It doesn't come up every year, but it comes up this year. And that is, the Mishnah Berurah writes in, again, this is all in Tav Tzadik Gimel, Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Hei. He says the following. He says, "Va'afla noagin iser adrash chashir." Even those who already start the minhagim at the beginning, and even before Rosh Chodesh Iyar, they're already asering. Mikol makom imchol Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbes. If Rosh Chodesh Iyar falls out on Shabbos, kiven sheyesh kanto sefes simcha Shabbos for Rosh Chodesh. There's a double simcha of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Yesh lahatir lestaper ber of Shabbos minikvod Shabbos. It's mutter to cut one's hair, one can take a haircut on the Erev Shabbos, l'kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos, kavod Rosh Chodesh. So now, that's what happens this year. This year, Rosh Chodesh Iyar is on Friday and Shabbos. And that's clearly the case the Mishnah Berurah is talking about, because Rosh Chodesh Iyar is always 2 days. It's always 2 days because...
Isn't there
like
a haircut on Rosh Chodesh?
Yeah, we'll speak about that right away. So, but Rosh Chodesh Iyar is always 2 days, because the month of Nisan is always Malay. That means Rosh Chodesh Iyar is Lam and Nisan Alef Iyar. And it can never be Shabbos Sunday. Rosh Chodesh Iyar can never be Shabbos Sunday, because Pesach is a rule, Lo Bidu Pesach. Pesach can never come out on a Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. So like this year when Pesach came out on a Thursday, right? So Rosh Chodesh is coming out on Friday Shabbos, which means for Rosh Chodesh to come out on Shabbos Sunday, Pesach would have to start on a Friday, a day later, right? And it never does. Pesach never begins on Lo Bidu Pesach. Never begins Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, according to the calendar that we've been working with for many, many years. So Memela, when the Mishnah Berurah is talking about Rosh Chodesh Iyar falling on Shabbos, the only possibility of Rosh Chodesh Iyar falling on Shabbos is when Friday is also Rosh Chodesh. And the Mishnah Berurah says that L'Kavod Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, one is allowed to take a haircut. Agav, he also mentions Mut to get married then, because the main Suda will be on Shabbos already, which is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Okay, but one is allowed to cut one's hair then. So so many ask the question, which Moshe just asked, well, isn't there a Tzavas Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid? That's what it is. Tzavas Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid that says that one should not cut one's hair on Rosh Chodesh. And one shouldn't cut nails on Rosh Chodesh. Not here, not nails. One shouldn't do these things on Rosh Chodesh. That's Tzavas Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. So if Rosh Chodesh Iyar is on Shabbos, we just said it's also going to be Friday. So what happened to that? So you might say one of two things. You might say, well, maybe that's not applicable if it's L'Kavod Shabbos. Maybe that's only in a regular when it comes out during the week. But when it comes out on a Friday, anyway, you could cut your hair for Shabbos. Maybe you'll say that. Or maybe you'll say Savas Rebbe Chassid, but the Mishnah Berurah isn't chayshish for it. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't hold of it, or doesn't tell you that you have to observe that. So it's not a din. It's even a medina the Gemara. It's from Yehuda Chassid. So maybe the Mishnah Berurah doesn't go with it. But l'chara, both of those possible answers could be rejected, at least in part, by a Mefurish Mishnah Berurah in Hilcha Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Samach, Sifka and Zayin, brings from the Magen Avraham, Yesh Mekomo, She'ei Megalchin, there are places where people don't cut their hair, Ve'ein Nodlin Sipernayim, and they don't trim their nails, Barosh Chodesh, Afilu Chol Biyom Erev Shabbos Kodesh, even if it comes out on a Friday, and this is, Mishnah Berurah is going in Hilchas Erev Shabbos, Ki Chein Tziva Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. So Mishnah Berurah does bring it down. In Hilchas Shabbos, he does bring down that the idea of being chayshish, okay, at least Yesh Mekomos, but his Gari said, he brings it down that there's an idea of being chayshish for Tzavash B'Yud Chassid, and even if it comes out on Friday, even if Rosh Chodesh comes out on Friday. And here, the Mishnah is silent. He doesn't say anything about it. He just said, when Rosh Chodesh ear comes out on Shabbos, which, as we said, means it also comes out on Friday, one is allowed to cut one's hair for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, even though they're already keeping them in Hagi Sphere. So, we're not the first ones to notice this. And this has been discussed already in a number of sources. So there are those that want to say that the Mishnah Berurah is not here. He's not getting into that. Ein hachanami. If you want, he only said over there Yesh Mekomos, right? He didn't say one must comply with that. He said Yesh Mekomos. So if you want to comply with that, if you're from one of those Mekomos or you have that minhag, say Ein hachanami. Then don't cut your hair this Friday either. That's the end of the story. And I believe Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld says that in the Sefer Salmas Chaim. I believe that's what he brings down. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein said differently, and Rav Moshe Feinstein is brought in L'Torah V'Hara as saying, is quoted as saying that no, the fact that the Mishnah Berurah left it out here is indicative of the fact that, or I'm not sure if Rav Moshe was Dafka commenting on the Mishnah Berurah or not, but Rav Moshe was saying over here it's different by a regular case of Rosh Chodesh coming out on Friday, where you have your options. You could take your haircut the day before, and that's also covered Shabbos. You take your haircut on Thursday is also covered Shabbos, or whatever. You could take your haircut lav davka if it's so close to it. You could take a haircut. You have plenty of time to take a haircut. So then you should avoid it on Rosh Chodesh, even if it's Erev Shabbos. So there's an inyan, at least an inyan to avoid it. But here, if you're following the first minhag, you had no choice. In the past 2 weeks, you couldn't take your haircut. Or shave, whatever it is, trim your beard. It wasn't possible. So and it's not going to be possible moving ahead either for the next next period of time, next 18 days or so after Rosh Chodesh, 17, 18 days after Rosh Chodesh, is not going to be possible. So therefore, you don't have to be chashish for it. Even if you're normally chashish for tzavar shvir chassid, it doesn't apply here. I even saw someone to say, I saw in Nusach that someone to say it's that the reason why he asked it, it's almost like, what are you doing? What business do you have planning this for Rosh Chodesh? It's the wrong time to plan it, because Rosh Chodesh is a time when it's a more kedusha, or there's an inyan to be b'mayit malach, even though malach is mutter, but just like women don't do malach, such an inyan. So there's an inyan to be b'mayit in malach. So don't dafka plan it for now, but if it came out like this, it's not a question of planning it. It's like it's one day amongst 33 when you're able to take a haircut, so you don't have to worry about service or chassid.
Why then any Friday can't I do it later?
Because you say you have the day you had the whole week before and the week after.
If Rosh Chodesh itself is a day where someone's not supposed to shave their beard or cut their hair, then for sure if they're in Sefirah it should be even more. Meaning you have Rosh Chodesh, which you're not supposed to be, someone's not supposed to be in Malacca, and then you have your Sefirah as well.
Right, okay, but the Mishnah Berurah is saying Al Sfira, this is Docha Sfira. The combined Simcha of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh is Docha Sfira. So once it's Docha Sfira, so then Rav Moshe is saying, so it's Docha Sfira, so now this is your only window. You have a very small Pesach. Very small. Right, the combined Simcha of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh is Docha, the restrictions of Sfira. And since it's Docha that, so now you only have this one day to do it. So mainly you don't have to be Chashish Fritz Habash Rav Chassid. That's Rav Moshe's quote of the saying. And besides Rav Moshe, I found the same thing. If you look at the Sefer Yisa Yosef, which are Tshuvas of Rav Yosef Efrati, who is close to Mishamish Rav Yashiv, and the Tshuvas are all based on Rav Yashiv's Pesachim. So this is in the the fourth chalik of Yosef in Simen Kuf Yud Ches, where he brings the same thing, that they says this was Rabbi Yashiv's shita as well, that even though even a person who's normally chashish v'tzavas v'yad chassid, but when it comes out like this, where you have davka this one day to do it, so then you need not be chashish for it, and it's mutter to I believe he's understanding that's the pshat in the Mishnah Berurah. That's why the Mishnah Berurah here doesn't even mention it. Over there he mentions yesh makomas that are you know knowing to be chashish, and here it doesn't even mention it because over here you don't have to be chashish for it.
Is this halacha l'maisa?
Look, the Mishnah Berurah is definitely halacha l'maisa. Elamai, you want to know, it's, should we learn the Mishnah Berurah like Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, that he just wasn't getting into Rav Chassid, or could we learn like Rav Moshe Ben Yashav? I think there's definitely a lot to be samech on to be samech Rav Moshe Ben Yashav, yes, to know it this way for one who wishes to do so. Okay, so that would mean this Friday, one who wanted to would be able to take a haircut or trim his beard, whatever it is. Now, what you might say is, so now it should come out though that it's davka lefi the Hezbar of Moshe and Rabbi Yashav. So maybe it's davka for the people that are keeping the Sfira already. People that aren't not keeping Sfira till Rosh Chodesh. So why do they have to wait for Friday? What are you waiting for Rosh Chodesh for and getting into Shavu Yud Chassid? The whole Hezbar was, I'm not waiting. It's my only chance because, you know, it's Sfira. I can't take a haircut. I can't trim my beard. Davka this one day. Okay, so that's Doicha Rabbi Yud Chassid. But if you keep in the other minug, so you had plenty of time before up till Friday. It's no, you know, it's no shail at all. It's no problem. So and there are those that want to say this way that the heter is davka for those who are keeping the sphere. The lashon of Mishnah Berurah, if you want to be very meticulous, Mishnah Berurah's lashon is that he says the af lehanoag in iser gamad rosh chashir mikomakom and this day is mutter. So you say, oh, meaning even for those people, meaning but certainly for the other people, but which is true from the sphere perspective, it's certainly the other people because they're not keeping, you know, the din of sphere until according to what he said later until Bezir, but whether the af is a diuk even legabi Yud Chassid or not, I think it would be hard to make such a diuk. But al kapanim, those who are knowing to keep the din sphere ready, they would have a very firm basis to be makel on this Friday. Okay, that's one. Now, we mentioned before that the iser is on men and women alike. Where does this come from? So you say, well, why not? Well, so we do find that sometimes things that have to do with tikkuni haguf, with physical beauty, women are not as restricted as men in certain areas. So what's the din when it comes to hilchas avelos in general? So Ramosh actually has a tshuva in the Yerodea Beis Simen Kuf Lamed Zayin, where he's addressing Sfira to Omer, whether women are restricted by the minhag of not cutting the hair during Sfira or not. And he says like this. He says, "Ubidvar tisparis leisha b'mei ha'sfira. Hinei av shahayim istaba lahatir." Logically, we should be able to be mekel. Me'achar shegam ba'avelus achar shiva toch shloshim. A woman, once she's up from Shiva, a woman loses a relative, she sits Shiva, and now she's in Shloshim. So Matirin Harbe Rishonim, many Rishonim hold that she's only restricted during Shiva to cut her hair. After Shiva, she can cut her hair. A man definitely can't. A man, even a man who's sitting Shiva for Shar Krovim has to wait till at least after Shloshim, and if it's for a parent, it's even beyond Shloshim. But a woman, many Rishonim are Mekel after Shiva. V'chein ha-mechaber. But Yerodei Simen Shin Tzadi Sifei is Mekel. V'hatoises b'yavam estaf mem gimel kosur shekivin d'shari isha ben tila serbis ha-shloshim shar yanami b'tisha b'av. V'im kein kol shekein b'mei ha-sfira. So Zagdra Moshe l'chein af l'harama, even the Ramah who doesn't go like those Rishonim. In Hilchas Avelis, the Ramah says, she'ikr ka'osrin pa'avelis, gam l'isha. The Ramah is machmir, that a woman should not cut her hair. A woman who's in a personal Avelis should not cut her hair during Shloshim. But even so, Rosh says, okay, so maybe we'll extend that to Shvur Shechol Bo Tisha B'av, that she should be machmir as well. But when it comes to Svira, or even when it comes to the 3 weeks, or even the 9 days, but up to Shavua Shechobo, Mehechitesi. The whole thing, even Avelis, it's just a big chumra because many Mishnayim are Mekel. The Machab is Mekel. So the Mazmachmer, okay, Mazmachmer is by Avelis. But to extend the Ramah even to Sfiras HaOmer and even to the 3 weeks, Mehechitesi. So says Rav Moshe, nevertheless, Mikol Makom, Nira Hadin Sharoi Lahachmer, Imein Hunachetz Kol Kach. Although he's making a case to be Mekel, but he says the bottom line is Nira Sheroi Lahachmer Imeinu Nochutz Kol Kach. If it's not so necessary, meaning if there's a woman for whatever is a big tzarech to, you know, to take a haircut during the sfira, Yeshamal Lismacher, Moshe is saying. But otherwise, if it's Einu Nochutz Kol Kach, Nira Hadin Sheroi Lahachmer. So, okay, so, and this is what many bring down. They bring Ramosha and perhaps there are other Makaris that say not to be Mechalik between men and women, Legabi this din. And the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention either way, doesn't specify anything about whether the din is different as far as women is concerned. The question is, though, so what does this mean, though? Certainly it would mean the hair on the head. But what about when it comes to a woman who typically allowed to be Megaleach, the Cyrus on Shar Mekom HaSaguf, which, you know, men can't do, Cyrus of the Reglayim and underarm, v'chul, places like that where women are during the year allowed to. So is that going to be included in this Yesh L'Hachmer? Or no, well, we say that that's different. That already, which is more of an inyan perhaps of let's call it nivel haguf, that it's specifically unattractive, then perhaps the halacha would be different. So there's a lot of discussion about this. So Rav Moshe is quoted by a number of sources saying that yes, this distinction definitely does exist, and that this Chuvi's writing here would only be referring to the hair of the head, but a woman who wants to shave her legs or underarms, etc., would be allowed to. One place is, if you look in the Torah V'Hora, which is the publication that Rav Moshe's Beis Medrash put out, so Rav Moshe's quoted this way. It could be in one of the earlier editions, but definitely in one of the last editions that they put out, at least that I'm familiar with, which was actually a Sefer Zikaron for Rav Moshe himself. It was put out a couple of years, I think, after he was Nifter. Definitely after he was Nifter, but I'm saying I think it was a couple of years after he was Nifter. There, Rabbi Bluth, Allah Shalom, also, he's quoting Rav Moshe, and he says that he writes some Psakim Legabi Esiris Omri that he's saying that are from Rav Moshe, and he said that it's pashut, that it's mutter for her to shave her legs and other areas of the body. That's Rabbi Eider also in his Sefer and Esiris Omer. He also quotes his Shamati from Rav Moshe to be Mekel. I believe he writes to be Mekel even. One second. Yeah, even during the 9 days. And again on Shar Mekom HaSaguf and Kol Shekein Sfira. Sfira is not even as Chomer as 9 days. So Kol Shekein during Sfira to be Mekel. However, he puts in a caveat that it's talking about for married women, or at least women, or you know, girls of marriageable age. That in the Torah Rav does not mention that, but he puts in that caveat. And so we have these quotes from Moshe. I heard also from Rishmael first, also said to be Mekel for married women or women of marriageable age, to be Mekel on, you know, Shar Mekom HaSaguf. There are others that apply the heter across the board for women, but that seems to have less of a, I'd say less of a foundation. Midachi, so there are those that are machmer. Those that are machmer altogether. If you look in the in the Yisa Yosef, not in the tshuva I mentioned before, but in the first chelik in Simon Kuf, he has a tshuva about this very topic, and he brings from Rabbi Yashiv that he was only mekel on things like removing hair from, like tweezing hair, what you were touching on before, tweezing the eyebrows or the eyelashes, things like, which is not mamish giluach. It's a form of yipuy aguf, but it's not giluach. So that Rav Yashiv was mekel, and even there the lashon was b'shas hatzarech. They do bring from other gedolim that were mekel, seem to be mekel across the board. Shlomo Zalman is quoted that way, and Rav Osner and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that they were mekel on tweezing eyebrows, those types of things. Rav Yashiv was quoted quoted here as being makel on that b'shas etzarich, but only that, but not in terms of shaving legs and other parts of the body as we mentioned before. And also in the sefer of Kovetz Halachas, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky's psakim, he's machmer on this as well, because he says the only heter would be something that's mamish nivel haguf. And he writes his lashon there. I mean, the lashon of the one who put out the sefer there is, but he's quoting. He says v'amar. The fact that a woman will just wait during these days and not shave her legs, they're doing it for tosefes yofi rather than to be avoid nivel, to avoid looking whatever English word you want to give for nivel, looking bad, I should say. So Shmuel looks at it that's not nivel. She'll go a few weeks, they'll shave her legs, mabekach. Whereas it's like the lashon that from the Torah of Arav is like kamalei mamish, the opposite near a pashut that's mutter. So al kapanim, we do find a machlokas here. So lechura, one person wants to be makel for an ish nesua, or as we mentioned before, a young lady who's in the parish of shiduchim. There's basis to be makel, but less than that is, as I said, not doesn't has as firm foundation that. That I mean, younger than that, doesn't have as firm a foundation that at least that I'm familiar with. Another het that they do mention is a woman who is being tavelas during this time. They bring from Shlomo Zalman and others that it's mutter. Although in the couple of places I sort of brought, they say, what's the reason to do that? So they say, oh, because there's a zohar that says that it's roy for a woman to shave off anytime she's tavelas l'nidasa, to shave off any hair that grew during the meinida. They're not talking about a woman who's doing it again because she wants to be, look her best, or maybe she's doing it because chashash chatzitza. That's both sources that I saw bring it down. They told it on this zohar because the zohar says she should cut off hair. I don't think that's what most women are doing nowadays, at least not Litvish women. I don't think they're shaving before their tefillah because they want to take off hair that grew during the meinidas. But for example, for haraya, I don't think they're trimming their hair, to cut off the bottom inch or two of hair, however much grows during your meinidas. They're not doing that. So I don't think that's the motivation. But al kapanim, it seems that if a woman's doing, then certainly has a firm basis to be makel. So getting back to what you said, so for a man to let's say he's bothered by the hairs of his nose to pull out his hairs, those who say that meritas saris is not in the isser, some of they would say that already one could be makel. It's also very minor. We're talking about one or two hairs. So to cut it, to trim it, I wouldn't be so quick to recommend, but to pull it out, to pluck it out. And if it's disturbing, and especially if the person is self-conscious about it, so then there's a basis to do that.
What about fingernails?
Fingernails, there's no restrictions during sphere. No restrictions at all.
So if you introduce him, a girl, they had to feed him for the legs?
Yes. That's what everyone says. Now you ask like, I know what you'll ask, but as I say, that's what they say.
By marital age, they mean even
No, that's not that way they mean that. The Shulchan Aruch might mean that when it talks about Avelos, where it talks about the heter for cosmetics and stuff for a girl who never sitting shiva, but or in Shloshim, but that's not what they mean. A girl who's lemaisa in the parasha, not that she's old enough to technically be.
What do you mean lemaisa in the parasha?
She's
actually dating
somebody? No, she's at the age where she like to be.
Oh, well, reading you should get.
Yes, yeah, exactly. They're reading you should not 12 and 13, at least not in our society. That's what I'm saying. Okay. The other situation that's asked, people ask, what about for parnasa? Meaning, what if it's going to cause me hefsid if I don't, let's say, shave or trim my beard or possibly even take a haircut? Let's say a person, even if you cut his hair before Pesach, but then he has some sort of business meeting, which is very, very important, and he really has to come in, or he feels he has to come looking his best, and he feels it could make a difference in the outcome, and maybe it's an interview for a job, and he feels that really the impression he makes could make a difference. So the poskim say that if it's a shaila of avoiding a hefsid, it is mutter. By a velus itself, It's really even my personal avelus is a heter for davar avid. So certainly here, if a person feels that it's something that would cause him a hefset. Certainly, if a person thinks he could lose his job, if his boss tells him he can't come to work unshaven, if he does, his job is on the line. That for sure. Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva, but not if they'll just people will poke fun at him. That you know, which probably wouldn't happen nowadays anyway. But Rav Moshe wrote the tshuva. People still, you know, people could still get someone might ride them for coming in unshaven or unkempt. So that's not that wouldn't be a heter, but only if his job is in jeopardy or let's say a person has his, you know, even if his job is not in jeopardy, but maybe he has, as I said, he has a meeting with a client or he has a court appearance if he's an attorney or whatever it may be, or some other case where it could cause a hefsid, then the poskim are matter to do it. And for that reason, I mean, we'll see the people who we look at is Yerei Shemayim, and certainly all Yerei Shemayim, who you'll find during the entire Sfira period, both, you know, during Minig A and Minig B, they seem to be clean shaven because they're in positions or in jobs where they feel that it would be a hefset for them not to. So then the Shiloh many addresses. So let's take a person like that he shaves basically every day, at least every day he goes to work, Monday through Friday. So what about shaving for Shabbos? Meaning, let's say Friday, well, he doesn't need to shave Friday morning. Normally he goes to work on Friday. He doesn't shave in the morning. He shaves ready for Shabbos. He shaves before Shabbos. So because he can easily get away. He can't get away the whole week. He has to shave, you know, a few times a week. But Friday morning he walks in without a shave, or maybe he doesn't even go to work Friday morning. So he shaves for Shabbos. So would we say this person should? Yeah. So let him shave for Shabbos also. Like he's shaving all week, and now he's got a Shabbos. He's not going to shave. A number of poskim have addressed that shaila and said, no, ein chanami. Just because he's shaving all week is not matim to shave. If he doesn't need to shave on Friday, or even if as people, let's say, shave Friday morning and they shave again, l'kavod Shabbos, avad nisht, they should not do that. And even if they, you know, like I said, this case that they didn't go into work Friday morning and they would normally shave before Shabbos, or they, whatever it be, many posts, I've written down from a number of poskim who have all responded in the same way, that no, they should not have brought for Rishayim Rabbi Yash like this. And a number of poskim have said the same thing, that there's that it should not shave for Shabbos, because Elamai say what is it? It's now I will mention there is a minug, and it used to be even more popular. It's much less popular in America, but from what I understand, in Europe it was more nafutz throughout Sfira to shave for Shabbos, meaning shave or trim a beard or whatever it is, meaning a person who normally cuts his hair, the hair of his face, or removes the hair of his face. It's not getting into shilas of shavers and not shavers. One who removes the hair of his face a number of times during the week, so there is a legitimate minhag to do so throughout Sfira on Erev Shabbos. Not during the week, but Dafka, Erev Shabbos, and where it's nikkur, it's only the Kavod Shabbos, because the whole week he's not, and normally, a person only shaves anyway once a week, only on Fridays, so then there'll be no hecker that it's not the Kavod Shabbos, or there'll be no hecker to, you know, to any cheshbon of Sfira, then not. But those who do it regularly during the week a number of times, so there is such a meaning. And this is something that was more nafutz, as I said, more nafutz back in... What happened is the Olam is frumer, and you can get away with it now much easier, as we said before. There was a time when you didn't shave a day or two, you'd get a ticket, you know, get arrested for it, or whatever. Certainly your job could be jeopardy. Certainly you would look like a bum. That's gone. I mean, that's, you know, nobody, now younger people don't even understand that anymore. But so that's also probably part of what happened. But I'll call upon him. So one might have said, I normally wouldn't shave for Shabbos during Sfira if I didn't have to shave during the week at all, but I have to shave during the week, so I'm going to go the whole week, I'm going to look at my best, and Shabbos not. So many poskim said, Enechanami, and that, and I guess what we'll say is, Zehu Kvodo, just like they say by the Chasam Sofer's Esrog, that it has every, the Shul Esrog that everybody's using, and it gets all the brown spots from everybody's handling it. Not brown spots, Pasred, but brown spots, which you say take away from the heater. It says, no, Adrab is Zehu Hiduro, that it's being used for the mitzvah. Or they say it Legabi, a person who's not Shemu Chalamoid, who maybe he shaves daily, and now he shaved Erev Yontif, but now comes Chol HaMoed, he needs a shave, and he's going into the last days looking not looking so good. Adrabba, you still don't shave on the Chol HaMoed, you don't shave. Zehu Kvod of the Yontif, that you're being nisr in the halacha. And halacha says not to shave Chol HaMoed. So here too, even though it's not halacha, here it's minug, but this is the minug in, you know, Kal Yisrael. Yeah.
If a person goes to work without shaving on Friday.
Yes.
Is It's like one day, a little stuff like today, especially today, it's not a big deal. So does he have a heter to shave all the other day through, or does he have to shave every other day?
Look, the heter is hefsid. So Aviv Vayit, it's not a hefsid, that he feels that he can get a chanam. Yeah, that he
should be shaving every day.
Yeah,
and should show Tuesday for Monday, Tuesday, and then Thursday.
Perhaps if you know he has to, if every day is the same, meaning it could be as says no, but on certain days he has you know he has meetings, he has this, he has that. But yeah, assuming he's just a standard 9-to-5 job, but he knows the boss says he won't tolerate him coming in, you know, with real. But
yeah.
The hetter is hefsid. It's not hutra or tzua, and as we see from this case of Erev Shabbos as well. The lesson is very quickly: if one goes to a chasana, let's say now during this week, one's keeping the first minhag, but somebody's getting married who keeps a later minhag. And the din is, many say, maybe we'll talk about it later, but many say it's mutter. You're allowed to go to a chasana. If he's allowed to get married, he and she are allowed to get married, you're allowed to go. So you're allowed to go and dance at the chasana. What about to shave? A person who's normally clean shaven, or a person that even, let's say, he mamish needs a haircut. He forgot to take care before Yantav, whatever it is. Maybe he's waiting for this Friday that we spoke about, that he can do it this Friday, but he has a chasana on Wednesday. And so could he take a haircut for the chasana? So Ramosh writes in Shuvah, if it's going to stop him from going otherwise, then he can. Meaning, if he wouldn't go, even if he's not one of the, you know, the wedding party that, you know, you can't come in looking unkempt. No, he's just a regular guest. But if he's going to stop him from going, then it's mutter. If it's a shal of a bris, l'moshel, and he says, I'm embarrassed, I'm not going to show up at a bris, so he says, okay, then don't go. Don't go. But if it's a chasna, you have a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah, misameh chasna v'kala. So Mele, Moshe says, one would be allowed to even shave. If it's not going to stop him from going, then go without shaving. But if l'maisa, he mamish wouldn't go otherwise, then it would be mutter, you know, in order for the mitzvah of simchas chas v'kala. Okay. Have a good night, everyone.